The Via Dolorosa, the Way of Sorrows, is traditionally the path taken from Pilate's judgment hall to the place where Jesus was crucified. And there are those stations of the cross along the way that we observe each Lenten season. But in my mind, this Way of the Cross began many years before that judgment was passed by Pilate and those awful words were pronounced, ad crucem, to the cross. The Way of the Cross began within the spirit of Jesus at a very young age when he said that he was determined to be about his Father's business. Listen to the story in Luke, the 2nd chapter and the 41st verse. Now Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they returned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. But his mother said unto him, Son, why have you thus dealt with us? Look, your father and I have sought you sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that you sought me? Know you not that I must be about my Father's business? You see, Jesus knew that his destiny was the cross, Via Dolorosa. And he was determined in his mind and in his spirit from an early age to fulfill the will of God. And Jesus said, Whoever wants to come after me must take up his cross and follow me. That is, do what I do, imitate me, and be dedicated and wholly turned in our minds and our spirits to do the will of God in our lives. Every time we come up to this season, I am drawn not only to consider the cross that Jesus carried, but the cross that he wants me to carry. He wants me to be dedicated to the will of God, to humble myself, to do whatever God wants me to do, to be obedient to his words in the scripture, and to carry that cross every day. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the cross. I thank you for the cross that you gave Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for enduring that suffering for me. I thank you for the cross that you gave me. Lord, it's molding me. It's making me into the kind of person you want me to be. Help me, O Lord. Give me grace and mercy and power that I may do your will in my life. And fill my mind and my heart with the knowledge of your will from the scriptures and from prayer. And I pray that you would always be there to help me, Lord. But I will carry that cross. Jesus did so much for me. It's the least I can do for him. In Jesus' name, amen.